Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. October's coming, which means 4-H is starting, but some of the biggest parts of 4-H are just wrapping up, and you've got some good news to announce.
That's right. We just took projects up to the State Fair last week. It was a busy week for us. We had a day at the farm, and then the next day we headed out to the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, Kansas, and we took numerous projects out with us from the 4-H'ers here in Frontier Extension District. So I just wanted to read through those that received a purple out there. These are just the purples. Everybody did a great job, but I thought I would announce the purples here this morning. So in Osage County, these are Osage County 4-H members, Lena Stuckey received a purple with her clothing and textile. Kevin Whitmer received a purple on his entomology box, which for those that don't know what entomology is, it's the study of bugs. It's a really cool project that the kids do. Bree Blankenship received a purple on her fiber arts project. Lena Stuckey received a purple on her foods and nutrition. Kendall Young received a purple with her visual art. And Lena Stuckey received a purple on her demonstration. So Lena actually physically went out and gave her demonstration out at State Fair, and she received a purple on that. So congratulations to all those 4-H members. Great job. In Franklin County, Emma Cameron received a purple on her photography. Kinsey Mateel received a purple on her 4-H photography. Tyler Oberle received a purple with his food and nutrition. Carly Steinbaugh received a purple with her food and nutrition. And Kate Shepard received a purple with her food and nutrition. And then Timothy Pierce received a purple on his forestry project. So great job to all those 4-H members. In Anderson County, we had Grayson Ellington received a purple with her photography. Hudson Powell received a purple with his entomology. McKenna Powell received a purple with her fiber art. Haley Powell received a purple with her food and nutrition. Elizabeth Ellington received a purple with her food and nutrition. Gwen Wheel received a purple with her food and nutrition. Hudson Powell received a purple on his geology box, which, again, for those that know what geology is, it's the study of rocks. Gwen Wheel received a purple on her horticulture that she took out. And then Gwen also received a purple on her demonstration that she went out there and did for the state fair. So really great representing Frontier Extension District. I'm so proud of all the kids and everything that you've achieved this year. I don't have all of the livestock results in front of me yet, but I will announce a few of the highlights that I know happened. And I apologize if I'm missing one of them, but I believe I've got all of them. We had Kenna Cooley had reserve champion market goat, which is a really big deal. And then she's from Franklin County. Brig Corwine from Osage County had fourth overall market goat out at the state fair. And then Anna Higby had fifth overall market hog with a Berkshire. Anna also was grand champion showmanship. And Anna and Calla Higby, her older sister, won senior showmanship. Great job to all those kids. I'll have more of those highlights come next week of how all the livestock kids did and poultry and rabbit kids did next week. So stay tuned for that. But I'm really proud of everybody. And the state fair is still going on this week and this weekend. So if you need just a good little quick getaway, it's always fun to go out to the Kansas State Fair and see all the workings out there in Hutch.
That's fantastic. It sounds like a sweep. Did you leave ribbons for anybody else in the state?
I don't know. I think we cleaned up.
It sounds like it. That's wonderful. Wow. Congratulations to everybody. And that's just the purple that you listed. So there's all the other ribbons that are surely coming home. Outstanding. Well, that sets a pretty high bar to meet next year, I'd say.
That's right.
Now, like we said, with sign-ups coming up in October to get into 4-H, how do people get a hold of you if they decide, you know what, I think I want to go for a ribbon too?
That's a great question.
Just all the other stuff that's available.
Yeah. So the best ways I could tell you over the radio is just contact your local extension office. We're within each of these counties. The easiest way is just to Google us if you don't know where we're at within the counties, but we each have an office there. Come in, call. We're happy to work with you. The other best way I can tell you, if you know somebody involved in our program in 4-H, just reach out to them and ask them, because they are more than willing usually to help you get figured out, get a good club, and how to get enrolled in our program.
And that's not just as youth members. You're also looking for volunteers at different levels as well, yeah?
Always, yes. Okay. We are a volunteer-led organization. We don't do what we do without our volunteers. So, yes, we are always looking for great volunteers.
All right, good deal. And have you got anything else for us this morning?
That's it. Just remember, my 4-H'ers, that record books are due here next Monday, and that will be wrapping up the end-of-the-year stuff here in September, and October 1 rolls over the new year.
All right. Time to go out and have a fine day. Thanks for joining us, Jessica. Always nice to talk to you, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.